This is Lynn Suzek. Thanks for joining us again today on His Ability. I've got Mark with me in the studio. Hi, Mark.
Hello.
We're going to continue talking about prayer. Last week we were talking about why we pray, the fact that we're called to pray, and that sometimes we can be in sin when we don't pray, and how often, you know, we pray, the Bible says pray without ceasing, and how can we do that? Those of us who are disabled, I know that personally that we have a lot of opportunity to be alone. Sometimes we're waiting on people to help us. We're waiting. I know even as active as my life is, I have a lot more opportunity to pray than I used to, and a lot more opportunity to be alone and waiting for somebody or something to happen. And this is an excellent opportunity to pray and be and put your thoughts into action and let God work in your life. And as a Christian, I wanted to go through what the Bible says about prayer and all the reasons to pray. So, Mark, can you start us off with one of the verses talking about a reason to pray?
Sure. In Luke chapter 9, verse 28 and 29, it says, about 8 days after Jesus said this, he took Peter, John, and James with him, and he went up onto the mountain to pray. As they were praying, the appearance of his face changed, and his clothes became bright as a flash of lightning. A couple things here. Peter, John, and James are like Jesus' children at that point. He's still teaching them. And I think this is a reminder to us that we have to pray with our kids. And that we should make an appointment to pray with them daily, not just when they have a fever or they're having to crash for a test or cram for a test rather, or some little catastrophe in their life. We need to pray over them. We need to bless them. We need
before to, things happen,
right? And
pray
and
for protection.
That's right. Blessings
and let them see the answers to prayer happen, because this is a faith builder, right?
Yep.
I find that even though we have many reasons to pray for huge things that in our life that we need, such as healing and financial problems, I know that it's pleasing to the Lord to bring the littlest things to Him that are happening to us on a daily basis. Look, problems that we think we might be able to handle ourselves, but it's more. I find that those things get answered very quickly because they really don't have a lot of intricate things involved in those problems.
The smaller ones,
you mean? Smaller things, mm-hmm. that just little decisions that we might need to make that we want to involve God in, because you can see a lot of things. I think those prayers get answered quickly, and you can see that happening in your life.
It strengthens us too. In Matthew,
it's your faith for the bigger ones.
In Matthew chapter 14, verse 23, it said, this is talking about Jesus, after he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. Now, here is an example of I'm praying to rejuvenate. I'm praying to recharge myself. I'm praying for wisdom for tomorrow. I'm praying to reflect on what happened today.
Find out what God wants to do with me next.
What does God want to do next? That's right.
How cool is that? Give up our plan and ask God for His, right?
Right. We had we had put in a swimming pool year before last, and we used a bag of rocks to hold down the plastic ladder that fits inside the pool, and that bag of rocks was actually creating the soot, and our pool water was getting really cloudy, and I couldn't for the life of me figure out why our pool water was cloudy. And we prayed about it, and we met with some people at the church, and we told them about our problem. We prayed together then, and within a day or two, God brought it to my mind that that bag of rocks that's holding as ballast that's holding the ladder in, maybe there's something going on there. And so I went in the pool and pulled that bag of rocks out, and all this soot just poured out of the bag.
Powder, white powder.
Yeah, and that was what was causing our pool to be cloudy. But it was going on for a couple weeks before.
Really bothering you.
Yeah, and I'm trying all the chemicals and testing and all the purifiers.
Yeah, wasting all this, this
exactly.
time. And
as soon as we started praying about it, within a day or two, God answered our prayer. So it was cool.
And other people were involved, and they called us, or we called and told them that the prayer was answered.
Yeah, and our pool, it's crystal clear. And they're like, we prayed for that yesterday. And they were all excited.
It's very exciting when God's, you know, answers prayer. And you have to have the faith to believe that that God cares about these things, and he does want us to talk to him about these, because he's got more wisdom than we'll ever have.
Absolutely.
And it's kind of a training for learning how to rely on him in the bigger things in our lives. So
an example of a big thing, can I share?
Mm-hmm.
We were fighting for custody for one of my daughters who was living with her mother, and we put it to prayer, and I didn't worry about it and stress over it like I normally would do.
Mm-hmm.
And God put all the pieces of the puzzle together and made it all happen with no stress at all, no troubles. My ex-wife was very much in agreement, signed the papers. I mean, there was no problem at all.
Well, and you'd have to know the history to realize what a huge impossibility
right.
that
right.
was before, because the first time
getting custody of the first daughter was a battle.
And this was, you know, we felt this was very important, not for selfish reasons, but because of the circumstances.
Yeah, she wasn't
in
doing
both
well
houses.
With grades and stuff.
Yeah,
we could help her a lot more here.
And that we have gone through so much
there's
with
a verse
that
says God will make even your enemies at peace with you,
right?
If you serve him. Yeah. And I believe that's what he has done between me and my ex-wife. We get along a lot better now, and we're not pitting against each other like we used to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's another answer to prayer. God, help me deal with this. So,
right.
Yeah, that's a huge one. That's a biggie.
So the most important thing is to realize that God has the answer, once you give up on trying to figure it out yourself, you can really
One of the probably most powerful prayers you can pray, other than to ask for your salvation, is, God, open my heart and enlighten me. Show me what you want for my life. Show me where you want me to go and what you want me to do. And that the model for that is in Ephesians 1:18. I pray, Lord, that you open the eyes of my heart and that they may be enlightened, in order that I may know the hope to which you have called me to, essentially, if you want to personalize it. And so, you know, asking God not only for stuff or for circumstances, but change me, that I think is just the most powerful of prayers. And trust me, God will answer that prayer. If you say, God, you know, I'm humbling myself, come and fix my heart. Make me so that I'm not greedy and, you know, whatever vile thing I have in me, he's going to help you with that.
And so I think the best thing we can start with, even though there are plenty of other reasons to pray, we can pray for our enemies, people that we don't like, people that we're not getting along with. But, you know, before we start praying, if you've never been a big person to pray and you want to start, we've talked about confession
right.
being the first step, and you know, you want to ask God, you know, what do I need to confess? I mean, I know I do things wrong, but ask God to show you. I mean, that is definitely going to get answered. God's going to show you what's in you that he wants to start working with.
Right.
You know, the first thing. I mean, you may have hundreds of things that you need to change, but don't be overwhelmed. God is gentle and loving.
He handles them one at a time.
And the more that you ask him to work with you and show you what needs to go first, the sooner that you're going to see your prayers starting to be answered.
Right. Yeah, if you're praying for selfish things and with selfish motives, you're not going to get much answer to prayer. And you hear people say all the time, well, you need to pray, you know, for what the Lord's will. Well, how do you know what the Lord's will is? Well, you need to start spending some time in the Word. You need to start spending some time speaking to him and listening for his voice.
Right.
So that you can start to understand when you're hearing from God. And when God places something on your heart and says, hey, pray for this, you know, that's what you need to do. I found an interesting scripture. It says, in all my prayers for you, I always pray with joy. This is the Apostle Paul speaking to the Philippian church. And with he says, I always pray with joy. Now, isn't that an interesting thought?
Yeah.
I find myself sometimes when I'm not so joyful, it's really hard to pray. Especially when I'm dealing with another human being, something that they've done that's upset me or
usually
a situation.
We pray a lot of when we're upset, you know.
Right. Make this go away. Fix this. I don't want to deal with this, Lord. You know, that's, I'm not so sure that that's the prayer that he's looking for. Maybe it's, Lord God, you know, I'm going to surrender this to you, and I just want peace and joy in my heart, and I want peace for the person that is affecting me, and you know, Lord bless them.
Mm-hmm.
That's back to, like you said, praying for your enemies, or even praying for people who you're having a circumstance with. Maybe they're not your enemy, but
right. There's a lot of things that get in the way of our prayers, and not only confession of sin, but also unforgiveness.
Yes.
Will block prayers. God,
yep.
You know, has a tendency
bitterness.
To not want to answer prayer until we've,
that's right.
You know, so that's another thing to pray for is, please give me the ability to forgive this person or that person.
Right.
And remember that forgiving somebody isn't about your feelings. It's about a choice. I choose to forgive, you know, anybody
you know,
that you
need feelings,
to forgive.
You can pray that your feelings are changed.
Right.
You know, Lord, change my feelings
too. Out of obedience to God, and because we want to build a relationship with God, we need to ask for,
right.
You know, God doesn't forgive us unless we forgive others.
Right.
So that's always a huge necessity, is asking for the ability to forgive others.
Right. Can I just pray for our audience real
okay.
quick?
Okay.
Father God, I just lift up every listener to you, and I ask that you would bless them. Bless them, bless their finances, bless their situations, bless their health. Lord, give them peace, fill their hearts with joy, and most of all, give them a desire for even more of you. Give them a desire to ask for your spirit. Lord, I just ask for your touch and your care, and be mindful of everyone and their prayers. Amen.
And give them insight into
yeah.
their hearts and give them an understanding of how to pray. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen, yes. Pray continually.
Yes, pray without ceasing. Be joyful always. Give thanks in all circumstances. This is in 1 Thessalonians 5.
Yes.
We have a whole list of scriptures on how to pray, and it's a good Bible study to do. Look it up on the computer.
Yeah.
And where do we go? What search engine?
We go to crosswalk.com.
And you
I
can
think
look
gateway.com
up.
Is another one.
So we thank you for joining us, and we'll see you again next week.